WTCH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Bianco Room Brighton Les Sands $55 five-course degustation experience. BiancoRoom.com.
Well, good morning to you, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I was just talking about Roger Daltrey, who grew up with no money and he had to make his own guitar, and now he's a rich man. I was thinking, you've had an education. I didn't. I grew up in the Depression era. And I notice...
You're going to tell me you're far more successful than I am. Is that the moral?
No. I'm going to question the fact that you're going to talk about lettuces. And for some reason, I always refer to the plural of lettuce as lettuce.
Yes. I remember that. And that, it's the sort of same with sheep, which is one of those odd... You don't say sheeps.
Yes, no.
These days we can say lettuces, actually.
Okay. Well, I believe you, yes.
No, look, I do need to check in my Macquarie dictionary, because that's the one I refer to, but I'm sure lettuces is fine. And actually, what I was going to tell you about are these winter lettuce, or lettuces. Now, I don't know if you're aware of them. I know you grow radicchio in your vegetable garden.
Yes.
But I don't think you've ever grown treviso, which is, it's like a radicchio, but it's much more elongated and it's longer and it has a really crinkly appearance. The Italians love it. It's one of these bitter lettuces. And you can actually cook with it. You know you can cook with lettuce?
No, that's what you're going to tell me.
Yes. All right. So, look, you can shred the treviso and put it through pasta or risotto or through warm salads with game meat. Delicious. Then there's the witlof. That's the Belgian endive. It sort of looks like a cigar and it's very white. Do you know that one?
Yes.
It's got the smooth, firm white leaves. Now, I mean, I know a lot of people put that through their salads, but you can also cook with that as well. It goes really well wrapped around game meats. You can stuff it, grill it, and in Europe they roast and bake it. I know they cover it with white bechamel sauce and cheese, actually, in Belgium. Delicious. And then there's the fine-leafed baby endive. Now, endive is another bitter green. And, in fact, in my book, The Cook's Garden, which is due to be republished this year, I have a recipe for a lettuce soup and a frittata, and I would recommend the baby endive in either of those. And or you can just toss it in olive oil until it wilts and just put a little bit of balsamic vinegar over the top and some salt and pepper and just eat it like that as a vegetable.
My mother would never have believed it.
I know, because soup. I just remember, well, just as our salads have changed so, and I mean, the variety of salads we have today is just magnificent. Your mother only ever knew what, an iceberg lettuce, maybe, and some tomato and cucumber.
Absolutely.
But it is wonderful that all these, well, they're not new vegetables, actually, but they're vegetables that are being rediscovered, are coming back into fashion. It's fabulous.
Now, you were also going to ask me what was the meaning of curry or something. What was that question?
Okay, well, look, the English sort of devised this word curry, and so we all think of, you know, curry being Indian food, but in fact, it comes from a Tamil word meaning K-A-R-I, which is actually a sauce which has quite a lot of spices in it, including black pepper. But in India itself, there's no such thing as curry powder. The dishes are named either for their combination of spices, such as Rogan Josh, or the cooking method, you know, the korma or the biryani, or for the main ingredient, spinach or potato. So anyway, today I thought I would give you a delicious recipe for a Mughal lamb with turnips, which is quite unusual. It's a festive dish, and it used to be covered in silver leaf when it was served, and served with naan bread and yogurt with saffron threads sprinkled over the top. So it was a really delicious festive dish, and I think perfect for the very cold day that we're about to go through.
Absolutely.
And it actually ties in with just something I wanted to tell you about, which is this Indian spice tour that Carol Silvaraja is taking to India in September, all through the southern part of India, including Kerala and Goa and Hyderabad. Just sounds fantastic. I think it goes for about 2 weeks, and I must admit, I would love to go on it, but I won't be able to.
Okay, I won't ask you why. What's your recipe for today?
So it's the Mughal lamb with the turnips.
Yes.
And now my cooking class tomorrow is full, but I have some spaces left next week. I have 3 classes next week and a few spaces left.
And I think, as you said the other day, it's done in a home atmosphere,
kitchen. Yeah, I do it in my home. It's in a domestic setting, surrounded by a beautiful garden. And I think that's less threatening for most children. I mean, I'm not talking about children who go on MasterChef
no,
and find those ridiculous contracts. My God, their parents must be mad. But So I think the children who come here don't feel threatened by an industrial setting where a lot of the kids' cooking classes are held.
And they get to eat their own product.
Yes, we get to eat everything we've cooked, and we always cook two savoury and two sweet dishes.
Everything's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Best of luck.
Thank you.